gentlemen, the Hold Up Podcast.
Hold up.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, how you feeling about, you know, you don't really get like someone being able to give you like an immediate reaction, you know?
Yeah.
Normally, you send shivers through my spine when I hear you do that in person.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you haven't gotten a shiver all quarantine from that, right?
Nope, no shivers whatsoever. Nope.
Yeah. It's really hard to gauge. Now I'm paranoid from that one time where I did it and I was so loud the whole friggin' system shut down. So then I'm so scared to do it anyway.
That really happened because of you.
Okay. I don't know if you scared it.
I did something. I was loud enough and the whole system shut down.
Okay. I'm John Stenning.
Justin Adam Kay.
We're here with return guest Mike Murdoch. Mike, thank you for joining us. How are
you
today?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. Thanks. Mike, you're on episode 30 of the podcast. We talked about Meteor Man and combos.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. Have you eaten combos or watched Meteor Man since?
I don't think I have either one, unfortunately. I want to watch Meteor Man all the time, but Tiff never does, so.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And now, what do you mean, like, because you, not that it's like, I mean, it certainly isn't the most popular movie that we've ever watched on the show. But I do think that has like a cult following. A lot of people like it, you know? If you haven't seen it, you guys got to watch it, listen to the episode. It is really a lot of fun.
I really like that movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I think about
it's
it
fun.
A lot.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You think about it a lot? Hold on.
Yeah.
How often?
Like when superhero movies are referenced, I think Meteor Man. When Mike Murdoch is mentioned, I think Meteor Man.
Okay.
When I see combos in the store, I think Meteor Man.
Interesting.
I think about enjoying how much I really enjoyed that movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mike, how do you feel knowing that Justin thinks about you like quite a lot, actually?
But not without thinking about Meteor Man.
Yeah.
I like it.
If he sees combos, he thinks of you. I mean, that's like a... That's...
No, I'd like to rephrase what I said, or I'd like to clarify what I said. I don't need to rephrase it. What I said was, I think about the movie quite a lot. So, when I think superhero, I think it. I think combos, I think it. I think Mike Murdoch, I think it.
Oh, okay.
Those paths don't all lead to Mike first, and then to...
I thought they did.
Okay.
I thought they did.
Right.
Oh.
I mean...
Mike, kind of a humbling moment for you there. Right?
A little bit.
How's your quarantine life, Mike?
You know, it's not great, but I do kind of like being at home way more than I thought. Like, I love not having to commute all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great. Although nice. I, not to toot your guys' horn, I would listen to your podcast like every week when it came out because like I was just driving all the time and I was like, oh, it's Thursday. Or I think I would usually listen on Fridays, but it usually drops on Thursday. Anyway. Now I'm super backed up, so I gotta just catch up and listen to everything.
Just gotta find some time to drive around the neighborhood to listen to the podcast. Listen, don't do that. Like, it's not worth it.
I'd like to say I think you should do that, and you know, leave us a rating and review if you haven't, and tell your friends.
Oh my god!
Okay, great.
Wow, Justin. Well, Mike, thank you for joining us. Speaking of, you know, quarantine, lockdown, whatever, we haven't come up with one term for it. Isolation was for a while, self-quarantine. What are you calling it? When you talk to your friends and family, what are you calling it, Mike?
Oh, no. I don't know. I think I'm honestly just using all of them, depending on my mood. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think currently I'm with lockdown. Justin, where do you settle?
I think I'm mostly quarantine. Although I do feel like somehow now that you've said lockdown, I feel like maybe that's coming into my world. But I'd like to not use lockdown. I'd like to use quarantine.
Oh, okay. One more being more of like a positive word because why is that?
Lockdown feels like this is going to be kind of dark, but like active shooter, get in the closet, lockdown. That's what I think of.
Uh-huh.
And I don't feel like we're quite at that severity level at this time.
Maybe we
should be, yes. But, you know, I'd like to just call it quarantine. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. You're the optimist, I'm the pessimist. So
yeah.
sort of I'm the devil on everyone's shoulder and you're the angel. Wow, I've never really thought of it this way. But
oh, and look at us.
That's a good way to put
sitting
it.
Sitting on Mike's shoulder. I don't know if you I'm the same on no. all your screens. No, okay. No. That is how I'm laid up looking at the Zoom for you guys.
And don't you and you just absolutely love it. If everyone could just see your smile right now, it would just be something else. Oh my gosh. Mike.
Oh, sorry, John. Go ahead.
Nope. You know what, Justin? Go ahead. No, it's not a problem.
I was going to say, Mike, so, you know, you're not driving around, but, like, what is your media consumption habits? What is your podcast habits? Are you, like, running and exercising, and that's when you listen, or you don't like to do that when you exercise? I know you're a big exercise guy.
Yeah, big exercise guy.
Don't you like when Justin says shit like that? Yeah. It's weird. Yeah, he says weird shit like that.
What?
I love you, Justin. You say weird shit. I love you. You're weird. You say weird shit.
I'd like to, before you answer, Mike, what was weird about what I said?
You're an exercise guy? No one likes to be called that.
I don't think that's weird. I don't think that.
Okay. All right. Mike, I'm sorry. Justin and I are going to have a talk after the show again. God damn it, Justin. I'm kidding. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. Anyway, so I've been trying to exercise more during quarantine just out of pure boredom, but I don't usually listen to anything when I'm doing it. Like if I'm going for a run or whatever, I don't like to be like not all there for whatever reason, especially, or like if I'm like riding a bike or something, I never listen to headphones. I'm afraid I'm just going to get hit by a car or something. So I avoid that. But so I haven't listened to any podcasts in like the 3 months or so of quarantine.
Yeah.
Other than maybe once in a while, like driving to the store or something. And then I'll listen to music sometimes if I'm like cleaning the house or whatever. But other than that, my consumption's mostly been like movies and TV and stuff. I started Seinfeld for like the first time as an adult. I only kind of watched sporadic episodes as a teenager. Nice. Loving it. It's great.
Yeah, Tiff was it. Right. The last minisode that we did was with your lovely wife, Tiff. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about that a little bit, I think, right, Justin?
She was, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far along are you now?
I think we're like almost on the season 4, maybe nice. Beginning of season 5.
Yeah. I just restarted it again myself, but I don't know. I could not tell you how many times I've watched it through.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Like I'll be losing it at something that she's probably seen like a bunch of times before, but.
But you hadn't seen it as religiously.
Yeah. No, definitely not. No.
I think the beauty of Seinfeld is she can see it for the umpteenth time and still laugh. And it's still equally funny for both of you. I think that's the beauty of Seinfeld.
I giggle so much while watching that show. It's unreal. Yeah.
Do you guys, this may be more of a question for John because you're more familiar with it, but as you're watching Seinfeld, do you, like certain jokes, do you think of like certain people that like either do that thing or like,
yes,
you know, that they would love that particular part or something? Like, I don't know. Like when I'm watching it, there's certain moments where I think of you, I think of Mark Barone, I think of my friend Noel. And it's just like, I just like put them right there. And like, it makes it even funnier, I think.
Yeah, I guess like we haven't really talked about Seinfeld on this show, on the podcast a lot because no one's ever like picked it.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, it is surprising.
Actually, yeah.
If I was on the show, I'd pick Seinfeld. Seinfeld, and I've like said this before, this is sort of like a philosophy I've had going for a few years now. Seinfeld is like a main reason why I am the way that I am, because I watched that show. It came out in 1989. Actually, the anniversary was just quite a few days ago. It was like July 3rd, 1989, July 5th, 1989, something like that. I grew up watching it. It's the reason why I think I'm cynical. It's the reason why I act like the way that I am and react to people, like, because they're not the greatest role models to have, but they were my role models growing up. And I think I more see, to your question, Justin, like people in my life that sort of reflect the characters in Seinfeld, not necessarily remind. I'm not sitting there watching Seinfeld thinking of you all the time, Justin. Get the hell out of here with that attitude. Wow.
I think my attitude has been nothing but pleasant and complimentary of all the people in this episode right now.
All right. Fine, Justin. Be that way. Take the high road. whatever. Mike, do you like Seinfeld?
I do very much.
Have you ever watched Curb or anything like that?
I have not.
No, okay. Cool.
So I think that would be my next endeavor after this. Yeah.
I just saw, I don't watch a lot of Curb. I really would like to go through the whole series, although mm-hmm. I find watching Larry David do stuff far more tedious. Like it's not that I see, like I can watch one episode and think it's great, but I cannot yeah. binge that show because it gets so extreme compared to like what Seinfeld does.
Okay. Yeah.
But I did just see a clip for where John Hamm is going to be playing Larry David for some reason. I don't know why. I just saw like some Facebook clip or whatever. Yes. Holy shit, that is funny. That was
it's a good show.
That was just so freaking funny to watch.
Good bit.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't have much more to add to that, but I'd recommend watching that clip if you haven't.
Yeah, just watch the clip. Don't bother watching the show. Just watch the clip. Mike, you like comic books. Comic books have sort of been on and off a little bit during lockdown. Wow, I almost called it quarantine. Justin, get out of my head. Have you picked up any comics recently?
I have, actually. I don't know if you've read Old Man Logan at all. But
yes, yes.
So I loved the original one, and I didn't yep. realize that they made it an ongoing series.
Oh, me
so
either.
So I picked up... Oh, dude, it's really good.
Oh, cool.
I picked up like the first like five trades of it, and it's great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's so five trades worth of material. Like,
yeah,
not only
it's been ongoing
it-
since, like, I think maybe like 2013 or something, but wow. I just didn't realize that. That's a nice surprise.
Yeah, I have not been myself to a comic book store in quite some time. I don't think I will go anytime soon.
Yeah.
It sucks because it's like small businesses like that probably really need the support right now. But to me, like going out and like I drove by a Marshalls today and I thought about going in for about a half a second. I was like, why would I ever go into Marshalls right now? That's insane. You know what I mean? Like it's just.
Yeah, I hate shopping in general and I hate it even more now because yeah. people don't. Care
oh,
that
it's awful.
There's anything going on? Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like if I've gone to any non sort of grocery
like a retail store.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I have. And no, I like yeah. I'm trying to like I have no interest to really go to like a record store. Yeah.
You're just so surfing Discogs 24/7.
Yeah, how did you know that? Have I said it before?
Come on, dude. I pay attention. We've done like 120 episodes of this shit.
Yeah, I mean, because I literally am on it 24/7.
I like, know you are. Okay. I've also
it's
picked
on
up
my
on
screen
your,
right here.
I believe it, dude. I've picked up on your personality a little bit too, believe it or not.
Wow. Nice. Well, I'm glad that I have. but yeah,
and
I like.
You told me about Comic Ops too.
Yeah. I don't know
like
if that ever took off.
I think it did. And I got an email like literally this week that said that they're ending it.
Oh, so it
kind
did not
bummer,
take
but
off.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, you told me about it, I think, a couple years ago. We had a good run.
I would say it did not have a good run. But it's interesting, like, I would think the comic book store, that's, like, harder to, like, especially because people, I don't know, it seems like you guys are the folks that stay, like, current with stuff, like, current with series and stuff, and you, like... It'd be better to get them right from the store rather than like, I don't know if you can order directly from some kind of publisher direct to your door or something.
Well, with issues, I've never gone anywhere other than a comic book store to get an issue of a comic book. I've never ordered yeah. one of those online.
Right.
Have you, Mike?
I think I had a subscription to like a couple for a couple of years, but they always
they came
beat
in the
up
mail.
And stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
right. That's
it's
what
like
I'd be so worried about. Yeah.
yeah.
So
even trades get beat up sometimes or hardcovers, yeah. you know, if they're not handled properly.
Exactly.
But you guys like no curbside pickup for that or like trying to like, I don't know. They a lot of the stores around here are doing the delivery or curb within 10 miles.
I will have to say, unfortunately, I'm not current on any issues of comics right now. So
not either.
My sort of collecting has turned into trades and hardcovers and I don't collect issues anymore because I just like the way trades and hardcovers look more on shelves. And I find that I can be a little bit more patient and wait for something like bound to come out instead of like wanting to get an issue every week, you know,
exactly.
I guess like distractions in my life has made that. Cause at one point I was like, you know, I had pull lists at a place and you'd go every week or every 2 weeks and pick everything up and read it. And sure, you'd have a pile that would accumulate too. But Mike, you were doing the same thing, right?
Yeah. For a while. And then yeah. it got to be like too much. Like I was running out of room to put anything.
Yeah. And they're just like, you put them in long boxes, like those sort of just like long cardboard boxes for people who don't know what we're talking about. They don't look great. They don't stack great. Yeah. It's like, that's unfortunate.
You two, there's $1 million idea here. So John already is not sold.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of most things that you say, Justin.
Now, how cool would it be if, like, you could, after so many issues, or what would typically get collected into a trade, you could just send away for or pick up, like, the way that you could get, like, a box for, like, DVDs or...
Sure.
And then, like, you'd stick them in so that when you put it on the shelf, it looks super cool and doesn't have to...
Sound a bad idea.
Like, I remember with Lord of the Rings, like, if you bought all the extended editions along the way...
Yep.
The Return of the King had, like, $4.95 mail in for a box, basically. You got a cardboard box.
That would fit all three of them.
That fits all three. Oh, you know, assuming you, because you know, they weren't going to release another edition for you, like, of all the same DVDs you already had, just to, like, stick it in a box, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's got to, because you're right. Like, who wants to put them in those white, long boxes that no one can see?
That would be a cool idea.
Yeah, and then you could build, like, murals out every so many trades, like, just, I've really, like I said, I've past few episodes about a Dragon Ball Z kick. That's what they used to do to the VHS tapes. They all made a mural after you kind of, like, got a bunch of tapes. They made a mural on the back. Still, that's what you got to, that's what comics cool. got to do.
All right, we'll tell the comic book people. Yeah. I'll call Stan Lee. Oh, wait. all right, well, how about we, you know, a little bit dark the first sort of 15 to 20 minutes of this episode. But let's have some fun and let's play some games. What do you guys think?
Sounds great.
Sounds good.
So we're going to play two rounds of two different games. The first one is going to be IKEA product or type of cheese. Okay. So I am going to name something and show you a word. And one at a time, Mike, we will start with you. The first one will start with you. And one at a time, we will determine whether or not the word that I am showing you and trying to say out loud, because believe it or not, most of these are not easy to pronounce, nor do I think I will pronounce them correctly. So I will just apologize for that off the bat. That's why I wrote them down. So one at a time. And Mike, if you can just answer, you don't have to write down for this one. The next part will be cool. Trivia. And for those, we'll have a pen and a paper. So the first one, let me just get I feel like I'm missing the first card. Okay, I wrote this word down. I don't know where my card is. Hold on, give me a second. This is so important. I have a
card. I lost my marker cap. So.
Justin, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing all right. I'm getting in the zone here. The only IKEA furniture I know is Malm, M-A-L-M. I have no idea if that's going to sound like a cheese. I don't think that sounds like a cheese, so I don't know if it's on the list.
Well, who knows?
I've never even been to IKEA.
That's okay.
Really? I know, that's crazy. Yeah, I've never been.
This is basically, you know, it's an A or a B. It's a true or a false. Yeah. We'll have, you know, there's about seven of these, and then we'll play a little bit of 90s trivia. So,
can you guys see that little crate right there?
Yeah. Is it from IKEA?
Yeah.
Nice.
$4. I put it together. Perfect. Hold 7-inch records. Perfect.
Took 3 days.
Okay. First one, Galung. And if you also, if you think you know how to pronounce it better than me, feel free to go for it. Gullunge. Mike Murdoch, is this an IKEA product or is this a type of cheese?
I'm going to go with an IKEA product.
That is correct. It is an IKEA product. It's a baby changing mat. This is what they call their baby changing mat for some reason. Don't know why. So, Mike, you get the point for that one.
Nice.
Okay, so, Justin, how are you feeling about this game?
All right, so far so good. I wrote down IKEA on that one, so I feel like I'm doing all right.
Okay, Justin.
I'm playing along at home, you know, if it's not my turn.
Let's paint a picture of Justin in elementary school. You forgot to give us homework. That's what you sound like, Justin. That's what you sound like. Did you do that shit?
Have you ever said that, Justin?
You know, I'd like to say I didn't, but I'm sure that I did.
I probably did once or twice, too. I sucked in elementary school.
Here's where my brain would go for that kind of shit. Oh, you didn't give us the homework. So now, tomorrow, you're going to give us double homework. And I didn't want that shit.
Wow. Okay.
So that's like fair. My anxiety just coming through.
Mike, anything like that happened to you?
No. I don't think I talked in elementary school.
Justin, your word... is Burgas, Berg, this word. Is that a cheese or an IKEA product?
Those two dots over the A really make me want to go IKEA, but I think I'm going to go cheese.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going cheese, yeah.
That is correct. It is a cheese. In fact, it is a whole family of cheeses, and they are hard cheeses, just so we are clear. It's a whole family.
I think I prefer hard cheeses.
I disagree, but I know a lot of people that would say the same.
Brie is good, though.
Like, isn't Brie a soft cheese? It's all runny.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be runny. It's a little firm. Yeah, it's good. I like Brie.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. Mike, you're up next. The score is tied 1-1. Smaka. S-M-A-K-A. Is that an IKEA product or a type of cheese?
I'm going to go with a type of cheese.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It is incorrect. It is actually the name for a cheese slicer at IKEA.
Whoa, that's
cheese slicer is close. The smaka. And I'm sorry, Mike, but the score is still tied 1-1. Justin, it's your turn. This word kind of looks like bagel. I think it's bygel, bygel, B-Y-G-E-L. Justin, which one do you think it is? Do you think it's a cheese or an IKEA product?
I'm going IKEA.
That is correct, Justin. It is an IKEA product. It is one of their rolling kitchen carts, and it is made out of mostly plastic. It is not highly recommended on their website. It doesn't have great reviews, but it is what they call it.
I like getting like the commentary of these products.
Yeah, I'm really glad you discovered what they are.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so the next one, Mike, is for you. The score right now, Mike, you have 1 point. Justin, you have two. The next one up here is Mongstad. Mongstad, is a type of cheese or an IKEA product? M-O-N-G-S-T-A-D. Oh, Mongstad. Wow. Whatever it is, I want more of it.
I think I'm going to go with an IKEA product.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. It is. It is a mirror. It is a $160 mirror. Why are you spending this much on a mirror? Who knows? The frame was pretty simple.
Mirrors at Aldi's today, $4.99.
Dude, Aldi's the best.
Aldi's is
weird shit.
They do, but that's like the mystery aisle.
I've only been once or twice.
They just have a bunch of random stuff.
You need Adirondack chairs? The Aldi's up here in Somerville. Really nice plastic Adirondacks, $12.99. Unreal. Unreal.
Wow. Yeah, former guest of the podcast, Jared Aguirre, always talks about the bike stand that he got at Aldi. Mike, have you heard about this? He got to put his bike on when he like tunes up his bike and shit. He got it at Aldi. It's so weird.
We got our leaf blower there.
I didn't know they sold shit like that.
I didn't know they sold something like that either. Yeah.
Listen, every week it's something different. One time I got car mats, never seen car mats again. Anyway. Yeah.
You just happened to be in the market for car mats and you were at Aldi, or the price was too good to beat?
Kind of a little of both.
Okay. All right. So the score is tied. It is 2-2. There is one left. I would like you both to participate. If you could grab your writing utensil and your pad of paper or whatever you have here. The last word is two words. Klopper Hodge. Klopper Hodge. Is that a cheese or an IKEA product?
My marker died.
Well, the suspense is killing us.
Well,
Justin already showed me his answer, so Mike, you can just tell me. Justin,
I was going to say cheese.
Justin writes down cheese. Mike says cheese. Guys, it is not. It is an IKEA product.
Damn it.
It is the name of an adorable stuffed shark that they sell in their children's section, the Klopper Hodge.
Damn it.
So we end up in a tie, 2-2. So we're going to go into the 90s nostalgia trivia round all tied up. So I think I have 10 questions here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
These will not be multiple choice or anything like that. We'll have to come up with the answer. I think they start a little bit easier. They get a little bit harder. So what we'll do is I will read the question. You guys will both have a chance to write down. Mike, if you need to get another writing utensil.
I just need to reach to the other end of the table. I'll be right
back.
Don't
worry about it. That's fine.
Good.
Is Klopperhaj like related?
Tell me more about this Klopperhaj.
Baby shark or whatever that video is?
I do not think it's related to baby shark do. But I would like to hope it was. But it's just a cute little shark.
Is baby shark or whatever it is that still popular? Is that dead?
I assume it's probably still popular amongst.
You know, it is kind of popular amongst kids. Sometimes someone who like works with little kids, I hear them singing it on set still sometimes, even though I haven't really been on that many sets lately. Maybe COVID has killed baby shark do. So who knows?
Indeed. Who knows indeed?
Yeah, only the end of the lockdown will tell us. Only when we have a vaccine will we know if Baby Jark has survived COVID-19, much less the Trump administration. Okay.
Baby Shark, hoax.
Fake.
Oh, that guy is such an idiot, isn't he? My God. It's like, un-fucking believable.
It's like hoax was his word of the month.
Hoax.
Yeah, like his calendar. Yeah. Anyway,
did you guys see the fake? Did you see the fake? The Ghislaine Maxwell Donald Trump baby that was like on Twitter.
No.
So the day that Ghislaine Maxwell got arrested, right? Jeffrey Epstein's former like
partner,
basically.
Yeah.
She's arrested by the FBI. There was a fake Twitter account that started, and it was Jerry Maxwell Trump, and it was this guy posing as like their love child that was like 26 years old, just like this schmoozer. It was mad funny.
Wow.
But it quickly just like deflated.
I saw what was not fake was the photo that they cut, Fox News cut Trump out of, that had the four of them in it, Melania, him, Epstein, and the pimp. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't cut Melania out, which is mad funny.
Yeah. Oh, God. We're such an embarrassing nation. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So 90s nostalgia. We'll think of a better time when we were growing up.
The worst we had was doing it in the president's office. All right. Let's do it.
Which, I mean, yeah. Right. Big deal. Man.
In the grand scheme of all the things that have happened since, that's fine.
It is fine. Yeah. Okay. So. Mostly pop culture, if not all pop culture, if I remember correctly. We'll start a little bit easy. What was the name of Corey's best friend from Boy Meets World?
Oh, I know Justin knows this.
Corey's best friend.
Already answered.
Are we doing last name too?
We do not have to do last name, though. Okay. all right. You guys both have your answers written down?
Yes. Ready.
Go ahead. Reveal your answers, please.
Sean
Hunter.
Sean Hunter. Now, let me ask you both. How did you spell Sean?
Spelled it
S-H-A-W-N. S-E-A-N. Justin, if we were counting by spelling, Mike would have gotten the point.
Whoa.
But we weren't, so it's still just tied 1-1.
You know, it's funny. Well, it's not related. It's related and not related to the spelling of Sean. But there was just supposed to be a third best friend in the group. And the first few episodes, they just couldn't pull it together. And so they kind of turned it into... Topanga and Minkus were like this weird peripheral.
And now, what do you like? So, where are you getting this information? Your spare time, or you're just on the wiki?
Yeah. So, like, what happens is, I don't know why, but Boy Meets World became, there was some BuzzFeed article about Josh.
Oh, there
Corey's like fourth kid, or not Corey's kid, but his brother. And how just like sort of stupid that
Wait,
was.
What?
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, so in the final season of the show, Corey's parents have a kid. It has, like, breathing problems. It comes out as a premature baby, which they solve in a 20-minute episode.
Oh, my ridiculous. Goodness.
It's
oh
named Josh.
Goodness.
And then...
Heavy.
In that year, like, that it's a baby, at the end in the last episode, Josh is, like, a toddler who comes out and, like, gives Corey a hug goodbye, which is actually played by... what do you call it? It's the guy, Michael Jacobs' kid, was the Josh that came out and hung up.
You know so much?
So anyway, that BuzzFeed article mentioned Josh, which then Elise was like, oh, who the hell is Josh? And I told her that this was who he was. And then we watched basically the entire last season of the show in a day. And in doing so, I just literally sit and read fucking trivia about whatever's on the TV. Wow. So that's how I found that out.
You know, I didn't expect a shorter answer, so.
My favorite thing, Justin, that you talk about in the show is like, well, I didn't watch it, but I Googled it. Or so, oh, like, I read the wiki.
Yeah.
It's the best.
So often. I can't. There was some show we just put on. I was like, I'm done with this. I just, how does this end? I don't want to know. Like, I don't have the patience for this.
Yeah, that's
funny. But I think it. You know, I once shared this on the Twitter movie nights to get just shot down. But I knew I would by posting it. But I do like knowing the end because it gives me less anxiety during. Enjoy the story knowing the end. Hot take, or a lot of people don't agree with that, but I like that.
I can understand why. But.
I'm in a much better mood when you say that now than the last time you said it. So yeah, I can understand where you're coming from.
I should have turned on my light because it's getting way darker than I anticipated.
There we go. So anyway, so Sean Hunter, that was question one.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Next question. How many singers were in the Spice Girls? How many Spice Girls were there? Spice Girls, huge. Wow, they had a movie called Spice World.
They did.
That I Spice watched
up your life.
A good amount of time. Yep, Spice Up Your Life. Justin, like, immediately knows. I feel like he might even have some of these answers already tattooed on his body, a la Memento. Okay, and your answers, please reveal them.
Five.
Looking at five and five. That is correct. There were five Spice Girls. I think they have recently gotten together, and I do not think Posh does any more singing.
What?
I only know three. Posh, Baby, Sporty.
Ginger.
And Scary.
And Scary.
Yep. Can we name all their real names? We're talking Mel B is Scary. Mel C is Sporty. Victoria Beckham, of course, is Posh Spice. Jerry Hollowell is Ginger Spice. And I could not tell you Baby Spice's name.
Mel B, what reality show does she do? Talent? America's Got Talent?
She was, one of the hosts on America. Yeah, I think it was America's Got Talent. Yeah, it wasn't.
She's
American
a delight.
Talent.
I really enjoy. I had no idea that's who that was.
Yeah,
I just really liked her.
Mel B, Scary Spice. All right, moving on. What is the name of the digital handheld pet that was super popular during the 90s? The name. There's actually one hanging up behind me, right there. I'm pointing to it.
I don't know how to spell it.
That's okay.
Luckily, spelling doesn't count in this because I'm sure I got that wrong too.
Spelling does not count. Okay. And go ahead, we can reveal our answers.
Tamagotchi.
That is right. You guys ever have Tamagotchis?
I did.
I didn't. Matt did though.
Yep. I got two within the year like 2018 or 2019. I got like two gifted to me for no reason.
From one person or from two separate people?
From two separate people, and I might have just I maybe said it in passing, but two separate people got me them. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Are they still alive?
One I had living for like a long time. And then when I moved, I stopped taking, or like, it like went through the full cycle, like the full thing. And I just stopped. Wow. The other one, I never even pulled the tab in the back. What am I going to do it again?
You like beat the game. That's crazy. I don't know.
Beat the game. Yeah. Well, wow. I had the internet to like look at and like tell me what the symbols meant because that was so confusing. You know, like, what does this mean? Oh, I have to change its diaper or whatever the fuck. All right, cool. Cool story, John. All right. It is tied 3-3. We're going to hopefully get a little bit harder here. In 1992, the largest mall in the United States opened. In what state is the largest mall in the United States? I believe it's still the largest mall in the United States, but I could be wrong. In 1992, when it was opened, it certainly was.
Okay, I think I got it. I'm not super confident, but.
Yeah, I know generally where it is, but I don't really.
Weird Al once sang about the biggest ball of twine also in this state. The biggest ball of twine. Okay, you guys, huge Weird Al fans. All right, go ahead, reveal your answers.
I went Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota is correct. Yes. Is correct. Nice job. Nice job.
Mall of America is their reference, right? That is what it is.
The Mall of America.
I can't remember if it was Michigan or Minnesota.
And I was Minnesota or Wisconsin. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big mall. It has like a Ferris wheel in it or something crazy like that.
Yeah, roller coaster.
Yeah.
Wait. You know how we should have known that?
Jingle all the way.
Or Mighty Ducks in D3.
Gotcha.
They fucking go there, Fulton and Charlie, and that's how we should have known it. Get back to this pop culture podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, got it right, but that's, you know, the Minnesota Miracle Men. Duh.
All right, don't beat yourself up so much. Okay, next question, still tied, 4-4. Who played opposite Tom Hanks as his love interest in Forrest Gump? The actress, actress that played Jenny in Forrest Gump. She played Jenny.
You gave it.
I didn't give anything away.
I know. I didn't know who it is, so I wrote Jenny.
I was also going to write Jenny.
Then you said Jenny.
I'm sorry, it's not Jenny. The actor that played Jenny. Neither of you know?
No.
You guys want to try to give it a guess?
I'm trying so hard to think of like 90s actresses, but I got like, I know it's not Michelle Pfeiffer.
It's not Michelle Pfeiffer. It's not Meg Ryan.
No.
Blonde chick.
It's not Holly
Angelina
Hunter.
Jolie. It's not Holly Hunter. It's not Helen Hunt. Recently had a resurgence in a TV series. Not to say that she ever really sort of fell out of popularity, but maybe, damn it. Now, you know, I feel bad when I only help Justin and I don't help Mike.
I didn't get it. Okay. I just wanted to kind of throw a crazy answer out. Goldie Hawn.
Absolutely not. Mike, do you have a stat? You have a shot in the dark?
I don't. No.
Robin Wright. Robin Wright plays
Jenny.
Was
not going to get that.
No way.
What was she in most recently?
House of Cards. She's known for House of Cards now. She plays opposite everyone's favorite actor, Kevin Spacey. That guy holds up. all right. 4-4 still is the score. Which 90s dance craze came to all of our households courtesy of Los Del Mar? The 90s dance craze. Your pen's going out. Wow. But you gotta go back to Planet Fitness and get a new pen.
I know. I've had this pen for longer than 5 years, but I love this pen.
Los Del Mar.
Los Del Mar is
that gives it away.
Group that brought this 90s dance craze to all of our households and all of our weddings from here until forever.
I have an idea, but I don't know if it's right.
I think you just got it.
All right. And please reveal your answers, gentlemen.
Hey, my God.
That's what I wrote.
It is the Macarena. That is correct.
I thought that their name was something else for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah.
Los Del Mar. Right. I didn't really necessarily remember the name myself, but I did double check it. Justin, you remember that name vividly?
Well, as soon as you said 90s dance move, I went Macarena. But then when you
it
said
was either that or the
Los
Cha-Cha
Del
slide
Mar
for me.
Or whatever, then I knew that I was right and that it wasn't Cotton Eye Joe or something.
Yes, the old Cotton Eye Joe dance was a classic.
Did you ever realize how messed up the lyrics are in Macarena? Like all the stuff that she's singing?
No.
No, I have no idea what they're singing.
Like there's one part where she talks about how like something like her boyfriend was out of town. His two friends were so fine. And then they just go into the chorus. Listen to it.
Okay. we'll put it at the end of the episode. Can't wait. All right. Still tied 5-5. I hope they're going to start to get a little bit harder here. In Full House, what color was the exterior of the house? What color is the Full House house? Yeah, Justin, that look basically, this is not the easiest one by far. What color is the exterior of the Full House house?
Are you confident, Justin? Because I'm not very
confident. I'm writing it down.
You have to grab a new pen.
Pen finally gave out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not confident in this. I think it's either going to be this or one other color, but I don't, and it could be neither one.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I'm going to keep it.
Oh.
I feel like I can see three colors, so I don't know.
Okay, well, one significant color, and go ahead and reveal your answers, please.
Purple.
Oh, I had yellow.
And yellow was my other choice.
Purple is correct.
Oh, no.
It is a light purple, but it is a purple indeed. Justin pulls ahead with 1 point, one extra point, 6-5, Justin in the lead. Wow. I don't know. Honestly, I would have said off-white if you had asked me.
No? I was purple. Then it was yellow, and then right at the end, I was like, wait, is it light blue?
Yeah.
Light
blue crossed my mind for a second, but
yeah.
It's just like, especially because it's like 90s TV, and I feel like the colors were never even like spot on. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't quite right. It was always a little bit weird. All right, we got about five more questions left. TLC's hit song, No Scrubs, topped the Billboard Hot 100 in what year? What year did No Scrubs top the Hot 100? What a jam, honestly.
Yeah.
Grub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
I like Weezer's version of that, too.
Justin loves, like, Pop Goes Punk. That's all he listens to.
Yeah. Weezer did a whole covers album. It was really enjoyable.
Did they?
And, yeah.
They also did a whole Christmas album, which is really enjoyable.
Did they call it, like, the Red and White album for the Christmas one?
No, I think it's just like, Weezer Christmas or something.
Their covers one was the Teal album. That's what they... But they, when they played a lot of them live at the Coachella, I think it was, or whatever, when that album came out. It was only a couple of years ago. And they got, who's like the main, one of the main?
Toto, right? They did.
No.
Oh, it's in the, yeah.
From TLC. What's one of their?
Well, one of them has passed.
Chili?
So Chili or T-Boz. It would be Chili or T-Boz because Left Eye is no longer with us.
I'm not sure then. But one of them came out and did the song with them, which was cool. Fun.
Oh.
Anyway.
What year do 96. We think?
I said 98.
1999 is the right answer.
Is this Price is Right rules or no?
Unfortunately, it is John rules, and unfortunately, Justin's still in the lead because you know I always want our guests to win.
Has that's Justin really lost any yet?
Justin's lost them all. Yeah, every single one. Justin.
At the
I really
end,
don't
after
know.
I win, we just say I lose.
I feel like, Justin, truly, you've lost maybe once or twice out of like five or six games. Yeah. So
I was playing along at home for the Pop-Tarts one. I think I got every single one wrong.
Were you a Pop-Tarts fan?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like a diehard fan, but I like Pop-Tarts. But I couldn't tell you the last time I had one.
Now, are you a diehard fan? Do you like the diehard franchise?
I do. I haven't watched the newest one, though, whatever that one is.
I like don't...
Live Free or Die Hard?
Is that the newest one?
I don't know. Is there one after that?
I don't know.
No, actually. I'm only Live really Free or Die Hard the first two or three.
I loved it. Harrier Jet versus JGL? A truck. Yes.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Perfect. Yeah. Wait, he was in that, and he was also in Looper with Bruce Willis? Wow. Conspiracy, guys. We got to create a whole nother podcast for this.
Whoa.
Okay. What was the name of the very first Goosebumps book? The first Goosebumps book. Do you guys remember the name of the very first one? Did you guys read Goosebumps?
You go.
I bought every single one because the covers were great, but I
at
never
the Scholastic
cracked it.
Book fair?
Yeah, exactly. And I never opened them. I feel like it's that the mutant. Oh, shit. Sorry.
I can like picture what it is, but I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, you can like picture the cover of it. The cover I can picture quite viscerally myself. Yeah. I have the first like 15 of them still. Goosebumps also, R.L. Stine had like a young adult book, Fear Street or something like that. You guys ever read that? Goosebumps was more like our age, and I think the kids that were a little bit older than us were reading Fear Street, which I never really knew about until more recently. Any guesses for what the name of the first Goosebumps book is?
I'm going with that masked mutant one where he's like
Said the mask, but I know it. I feel like it's the one where the girl puts on the mask, you know, and she can't take it off.
Yeah, you know, that was not the first one. I think that's like number three or four. Welcome to Dead House is the first one.
No, I wasn't
like
on this.
Like crazy, like front porch of a like creepy looking house that's like oozing goo and stuff like that, you know. Typical 90s purple and green fashion.
Yeah. Have you guys watched the series at all, like recently?
No, have you?
I did like, I think two Halloweens ago, watched a couple of them.
Yeah.
Pretty enjoyable.
Pretty good?
Yeah, you know.
I always liked, what was the other one? Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark or what was, no.
Book or show?
Show.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, that's it. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Yeah. Yeah. Which is, I mean, a little bit different than Goosebumps because Goosebumps was always pretty much just the book being played out, one of the books being played out as like a short movie, basically, right?
Yeah.
All right. Still 6-5. Justin's in the lead. Three more questions left. What do the initials in JNCO jeans stand for? JNCO jeans, what do those initials stand for? JNCO. Justin, when I met you, you might have been wearing JNCO jeans.
Definitely was. Definitely. Big black ones with yin-yang and a dragon all over it, and one on the right leg in the front and the same patch on the left leg in the back.
Yep, that's the Justin I met.
My mom never let me buy them, and never appreciated her more. As an adult, I'm like, wow, I'm so glad.
It was a tough battle to get those.
I can imagine. Yeah, I don't think any moms liked them.
Yeah, did you like buy them with your own money, or how did that work?
No, I like.
They just got them.
Put up a fight. I put up a fight when we were in.
You're like, I'm wearing them to the first day of school.
Well, that was part of it. It was like they kind of didn't care because they knew I could never actually wear them to school because everywhere was uniforms. You know,
uniforms.
Oh, that's right.
JNCO. If you don't know it, it would be insane if you guessed it, to be perfectly honest.
It would be absolutely
insane if you guessed it. It would be so weird.
I need an O. I'm just trying to come
I'm
up
really
with,
excited
like,
to see what you're going yeah. to put.
Onomatopoeia.
My O is stupid. But otherwise, just need cargo offices.
That is not it. Mike, what
I got
did you
nothing.
Think?
Nothing. I got nothing.
It is judge none, choose one. Judge none, choose one. Whoa. JNCO jeans. Sounds religious if you ask me.
I
did not
all,
think that
all
meant
those, all those jeans and those patches, they were all just going to big Jesus.
Big Jesus.
What was the other brand? Oh, FUBU, I think.
And For South, Us, By Us.
Yeah.
And South Pole.
Yeah, South Pole, but that didn't really stand for anything. It just...
No, I don't know.
That's like Echo, like Mark Echo's brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, those great brands that you would find around the perimeter of JCPenney or Filene's.
TJ Maxx.
Maybe. Yeah, that's where
you got into a fight with your mother.
Every single time. Yeah.
She said, can't I just buy you nice Levi's, Justin's? And you said, no, I want the JNCO that go down to my lower calf.
Yeah, well, and it was just, they were just so big.
They were so wide, yes. Yeah, they were so wide. We got it's two funny. Questions left. Okay, oh, sorry. Yeah. No.
I was just going to say, you can really see that style really well in the movie Brink.
Yes. Super wide, wide leg jeans. Oh, let me tell you, wide leg jeans, not good for cool sneakers. Well, you won't be catching me in them anytime soon. Two questions left. What drink, very popular in the 90s, had a slogan that was for the mind, body, and planet. Very popular drink in the 90s. A sort of kids drink, if you will, for the mind, body, and planet. Maybe not just a kids drink, but I feel like for me, because we grew up in the 90s, I just think of it as like a lunchroom cafeteria thing. But
that's something for your mind, your body, and your soul. I don't know what song that is.
What was that?
It's like some kind of, it's part of a song, but I don't know which song.
Now, Justin, you seem to have written down an answer quite quickly.
I was very confident in my answer until you said kids, and now I'm not changing my answer,
I don't want to fool you.
I'm going to stick to my original reaction.
All right.
Body and plant, dude, I have no idea.
This was not something that I had a lot myself, but I know that it was like pretty big during that time.
I'm feeling more confident in my answer with that.
Wow. Okay. Now I want to know what you think I had as a kid and what you think I didn't have. Because I hope that you wrote down something that I loved.
All right.
Okay. Mike, do you have a guess?
I'm just going to throw a random guess in there.
Justin?
I'm going Sobe.
Okay. Sobe. And Mike, what did you say?
Oh, I want to change mine now, but I won't. I wrote Capri Sun, although I don't think it's right. But then when Justin said that, I was thinking, oh, maybe it's Arizona.
First of all, I would like to say that I drank Sobe all the fucking time, Justin. And the answer is Fruitopia. Yeah, goddamn.
Damn it. Fruitopia,
yeah.
Damn.
Sobe, for whatever reason, maybe we mentioned on the show before, my dad delivers bread to grocery stores for a living. And I think he had some sort of like Sobe like connect because they're like he would like get like there was like Sobe in my house because they would like trade bread for chips for like
and trips soda. For Sobe.
Yeah, so it was like, yeah, you know.
Next thing you know, you end up with a house.
Yeah, you traded up from a package of Pepper Charm swirl bread. Now you have a condo in Warwick. Okay, well, the score is 6-5. Best case scenario, Mike, you get this answer and it ends up in a tie, which means you win. One question left. So it all comes down to this. Justin, you could walk away with a W. You do have a lead by one. There was a candy that changed its name in 1998. Before it changed its name, it was known as Opal Fruits. This candy was known as Opal Fruits. What is the name of that candy today?
Opal Fruits?
It used to be called Opal Fruits. I guarantee you know what this candy is. I would like 9 times out of 10 say that you've probably had it. It's a very popular candy. It was called Opal Fruits until 1998. And I would imagine that when they changed the name, it helped their rise in popularity because Opal Fruits sounds like a terrible name, if you ask me.
Are you confident on this one, Justin?
Like 60%.
60%? You have something written down, Justin?
Yep.
Mike, do you have something written down?
I do.
Okay, let's reveal our answers, please.
Runts.
Runts and Peach Rings. Unfortunately, you are both incorrect. The answer is Starbursts. Starbursts.
Really?
Wow.
Used to be called Opal Fruits. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, and who would have thought that? Like, I guess Runts, I was skeptical because it feels like that name's been longer than 1998.
Yeah, they've
but
been
I
around
feel
for
like
a
Starburst
while.
Starburst has, too.
But I would have thought Starburst definitely had been. Yeah. So. Nope.
Yeah, Opal Fruits. Weird as hell name. Justin? Congratulations, I guess, begrudgingly.
Yeah, I know. Trivia champion.
Trivia
champion. Yep.
2020.
Did you just like give like the Oh, you were dancing. It looked like you did one of these.
You know? No.
Like whatever that is.
Like what is my arm? Oh, it's fuck you. It's fuck you.
Is it fuck you or is it like up yours?
Well, isn't that the same thing?
I don't know.
It's not the same thing.
If you tell someone up yours, isn't that like a PC version of saying like, well, not PC, but isn't that just like a low key version of saying like, fuck you?
Yeah, I sort of with you there, but like.
You can say up yours in like a PG movie.
Yeah. Well, saying fuck then, you, it holds more levity.
And then Vinnie Barbarino would say up yours with up. Fuck. God damn.
Who's Vinnie Barbarino?
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Who's Vinnie Barbarino?
Yeah.
That's John Travolta's breakout hit in Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, Welcome Back, Cotter. Gotcha. I knew it was like one of those. I thought you were going to say it was who's that asshole in Happy Days?
Fonzie.
No.
Potsy?
No, the guy who plays Chachi.
Ralph. Oh, fucking Scott Baio.
Scott Baio. Fuck that guy. I thought you were talking about that motherfucker.
I wanted Justin to go through every other Happy Days character.
Richie Cunningham. Ron Howard. Al. The guy who runs the cafe. Al. Other Al.
Yeah, the other Al. Two Al's.
Two Al's.
One is Asian old man. One is like sort of younger, like regular guy, you know, Italian guy.
Yeah, don't say regular guy.
I know. I don't know. Sorry. When you think Happy Days, you didn't think they were bringing in the Asian culture at that time.
No, you really didn't.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, I apologize.
Thank you, Justin. I didn't mean to try to put you on the spot.
No, I was fucked up what I said.
I like that. You just bounce back from it quickly and we're moving on. I like that. That's good.
If only everyone did that.
Yeah, everyone makes mistakes, right? Yeah, 100%. Thank you, Justin. You know, you set a good example.
I try.
You got something else you want to say over there? I feel like you had something...
Happy Days trivia would be super fun. I think maybe the next guest I would love to get, or just like Nick at Night trivia. I think that'd
be good.
No, yeah. I watched so much Nick at Night, like because I like wouldn't like I probably didn't want to spend too much time with my parents, so I would like go to bed at like 9 or whatever. But then I would just stay up and watch Nick at Night for like 2 or 3 hours. Did you guys ever do anything like that?
I did.
Mike? Yes.
Yeah. I watched Happy Days a bunch. I think I Love Lucy was on around that time too, maybe a little bit later.
So what I think why Nick at Night and those shows in particular stand out, and this would be very fun, you know, just talking about nostalgia trips, but in the summer specifically, Nick at Night, starting at 8 o'clock, would do daily blocks. So like it was Munster Monday, Lucy Tuesday.
I remember so vividly. Yes.
Happy Wednesday, you know, Happy Day Wednesday.
I remember a lot of Gilligan's Island, Bewitched.
Gilligan's Thursday and something else Friday. And and so like I would watch all of them.
Sorry, motorcycle went by.
Wow.
Extreme.
I bet we're just open too. It's right here.
No,
sorry,
it's
guys.
Okay. I mean, all right here for windows to be open. I mean.
But anyway, that is why I think some of those shows are so ingrained, because like they did those blocks like that also. And they were specific, it happened in the summer because they knew kids were like
watching. Yeah, I would like watch the TV with the volume on like 5 so that my parents didn't know I was watching it, you know. But I would watch it all the time. And I've mentioned it before. I mean, hey, talk about making mistakes. I used to watch The Cosby Show like every single night. I loved The Cosby Show so much, that motherfucker.
God. Yeah.
Meteor Man too. You ruined it.
Meteor Man. Yep, he did. He ruined it.
That's what we talked about the last time.
That's right. Mike, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I was hoping I'd be better at 90s trivia, but...
It's all right. Justin is, like, sort of unbeatable in these games. It makes me want to make less games and make him make more of them, you know?
Are you thinking of all these games? Like the Pop-Tarts one and the most recent... the one we did, the cheese?
The Pop-Tarts one I did think of. The cheese one was actually brought to our attention by former guest of the podcast, Jay Burns. So shout out to Jay. I should have said that at the top. He was like, this is a good idea for a game, IKEA or cheese product. Pop-Tart, fake or real. I guess I just sort of came up with that. The other ones are just sort of like trivia. So we've just been poking around the internet at like different trivia facts on IMDb or whatever. So,
nice.
Yeah, sort of.
You could do a real or fake Lunchables one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because I like it blows that. My mind some of the like
the Lunchables combos. Lunchables.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, I believe it.
Could be done. Oreos would be fun too, because it's stream now. Yeah,
I actually really love your whatever episode you guys did where you just like ate Oreos and talked about them.
Oh, hell yeah,
like,
we love Oreos.
One of the best. Yeah, I did too.
I actually thought about that today. I was at the grocery store and there's nothing new. I'm also like not wasting any time in the grocery store. I'm not like perusing. So like, I walked by at a relatively like quick pace and just like looked and was like, I don't see anything interesting. I'm just gonna keep moving, you know.
I'll be honest, they haven't done anything new, so I've been doing party size.
I like that you just had them at the ready.
The drawer that they're in.
there's an Oreo drawer. That's where I keep them. And then I have my Oreo player right there.
I love that thing.
What is that?
It's a little turntable. When you put the Oreo on it, it like recognizes the pressure and just like plays a little a tune.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you take bites out of it, it knows that it weighs less than it will play like a different tune.
Yeah, it like no, it's got yeah, it knows. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Mike, any like go-to lockdown snacks like Oreos or anything like that that you've been munching on?
We've gone through phases of like, fuck it, we're gonna eat whatever, or just like, okay, no, we have to like not do that anymore.
Yeah,
so it kind of
comes and goes.
Waxes and wanes, yeah. A lot of tortilla chips, just
hell yeah,
classic go-to.
Yep.
But yeah, other than that, nothing super crazy. TIFF is gluten-free, which is actually great because then it stops you from eating like Oreos and Pop-Tarts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's give and take. Tell but them. Otherwise, eat Pop-Tarts all the damn time.
Hell yeah.
What about you guys?
Anything. Just like, I've been really into turkey and cheese roll-ups lately, which I guess doesn't really sound that unhealthy.
Do you just roll the turkey and cheese like no bread, no nothing? Like that is the roll-up. There's those two things together.
You know, sometimes I'll put kale or spinach in it, and sometimes I'll put a condiment in it, whether it be like a sort of like a mustard, a spicy mustard, or a like a ketchup mayo sort of special sauce.
But you're wrapping that in the only thing going in your mouth is the turkey and cheese like that. Like the cheese is basically your bread almost.
Right. My fingers are not going in my mouth, nor is there any bread or anything like that.
Well, guess what I saw at Aldi's today?
What did you see at Aldi today?
Specific, like individually sliced, like cheese, but in the form of a wrap. like they were slightly bigger and circular so that they are specific to make like it's so you don't have to eat the bread.
My sliced cheese is the same size as my sliced turkey. You just roll them up together. This is such a bullshit invention.
Bullshit invention. But I see it and I'm like, you know, if I was eating deli meat here during quarantine, I'd be about that, but I'm not. So I've been doing cereal. I eat cereal every day for lunch now. And yeah. I never ate cereal. Like, I haven't eaten cereal since high school.
Yeah.
And now I'm back cereal. To eating cereal.
That's something I can't really have in my house. I eat
same,
it
yeah.
fast.
I don't have it for that reason, because, like, I eat the whole box at once.
Yep.
Well, that, because, especially early on in quarantine, like, knowing, like, grocery stores were far more, like, going to the store, we like, really tried to space it out.
Yeah.
I'd only eat a bowl. Because like gotcha. I didn't want to go back.
Knew. Right.
And that
right.
has honestly, without, you know, John, you've talked about this on this podcast and your previous podcast, but like I'm unintentionally intermittent fasting because of like
oh yeah.
quarantine. And I think I'm losing weight. So it's great.
You look great, Justin.
You guys too.
Oh shucks. Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Alrighty.
That's all she wrote.
Anything to plug, Mike? Anything you want to just chat, say, shout out?
No, I don't think so, man.
You teach drum lessons. There are people that might want to do lessons of music.
Oh, yeah.
In quarantine.
Online. Been doing a lot of the Zoom lessons, FaceTime, all kinds of things like that.
And how would people get in touch with you?
You can email me or, yeah, just MikeMurdockDrums@gmail.com.
Hell yeah. Check him out. Yeah. Mike's a great drummer. Mike, if I knew anything, like if I knew that it would give you like any of the sort of amount of respect that you deserve, I would be willing to talk about it. But I don't even think it would. You're a very talented musician. Check him out. MikeMurdockDrums@gmail.com. Man, the emails are going to start flooding in. Oh, look out, Mike.
I'm looking out.
Gonna be
I'm
out
ready.
Of control. Hell yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Be sure to check out the Hold Up on all the majors at The Hold Up Podcast, and then on Twitter at The Hold Up Cast. We have a Patreon. Also, give us a call 401-236-5170.
Former guest of the podcast, Joey Herbs, left us a really long voicemail, but I couldn't tell if it was for me or for the podcast. So I have to like talk to him about it before I even put it on the podcast. That's how convoluted it is. So if you know Joe, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, you're probably better off. Let's be honest.
Did we ever get our other, we were texted that we were going to get a voicemail from former guests.
Never happened. It never happened.
I'm calling you out right now.
Don't say his name. Don't All say right. his name, but call him out. He knows who he is.
He knows who he is.
If he's listening to this, he knows who he is.
I am ready to be called out on what you were talking about in the text message. I think it's important that you talk about it, and I'm ready to slam it right back. So I want you to get something on the horn, and we're looking forward to chatting about it.
On the horn. Wow, you're like a 50s detective.
That's right.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
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 Decaf left, regular right. Decaf left, regular right. It's very challenging work.